We have one person still coming, it sounds like. Oh, there they are.
Hi.
Good morning. I am so glad our official greeter of the boys and girls is sitting right next to me. It is so good to see all of you here this morning. And it's so great that your moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas got you here. And it's nice that you're sitting where at least some of the people in our congregation, some of the grown-ups can see you, because this makes them really happy to see you guys here. Did you know that? It makes all of us older people really happy to see you guys here. I just wanted to tell you a story this morning about somebody who had some bad stuff happen to him, but who didn't completely give up on God, even though he knew that bad stuff, even though he wasn't really happy about what was happening to him. He chose to keep doing what he knew was the right thing to do. And in the end, his story turned out to have a much happier ending, even though there had been sad parts. Does anybody know the name of the first book of the Bible? There are 66 little books inside this big book. Does anybody know what the name of the first of the books is? What is it, Kaylin? It's Genesis. Kaylani is absolutely right. Does anybody know how many chapters there are in this inside book of Genesis? There are 50 chapters. So 50 little parts in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. And do you know that for 14 of those chapters, the whole last 14 parts of this book are about a boy whose name is Joseph? Have any of you heard of the name of Joseph before? Okay. What do we always think of when we think of Joseph? What's one of the main things we hear about Noah?
Yeah. I make Noah, and then I make Joseph.
Okay. Does anybody know what one thing that Joseph is particularly known for, something that he wore? Rachel? Kaylin? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having a flashback to when I started coming to church here, to your big sister, Emma. His many-colored coat. That coat is so famous, and that's what most people know Joseph for. So today we have a story about Joseph that comes from a book that might be more appropriate for the younger people in our group. But for some of you who are older and better readers and more grown up, I'm asking you to remember when you were littler and your mom read you stories. This is a story about Joseph and his brothers. One day, Joseph's daddy gave him a pretty coat. Joseph put it on. He liked his coat. Joseph was happy. But Joseph's brothers were not happy. Can everybody see? Let me put this up higher. Naomi, would you hold that? So here we are. Joseph's brothers were not happy. On another day, Joseph's brothers went to find some grass for the sheep. Joseph's daddy said, "Joseph, please go and see if your brothers and the sheep are all right." So Joseph put on his pretty coat and step, step, step up the road he went to find his brothers. Joseph was happy. Now the brothers saw Joseph coming. They saw his pretty coat. Joseph's brothers were not happy. After a while, clip, clop, clip, clop, some men came riding by on camels. And, oh no, brothers, let the men take Joseph. The men took Joseph to a faraway place. Was Joseph happy? No, but God was there and God helped him. In the faraway place, Joseph worked for a soldier. Was Joseph happy? No, but God was there and God helped him. One day, the soldier put Joseph in jail. Was Joseph happy? Oh, but God was there and God helped him. After a while, Joseph got to work for the king. Was Joseph happy? Well, he was happier, but not really happy because he was still in jail. But God was there, and God helped him. One day, Joseph's brothers came. They had not been nice to Joseph, but now they were sorry. Would Joseph be mean to them? No, Joseph was kind, and he gave his brother something to eat. The king said, Joseph, tell your daddy, tell your brothers, tell all your family to come and live here close to you. Now, do you think Joseph was happy? Yeah. So what did we learn? Some days are happy. Some days are not happy. But don't worry. God is always with you, and he wants to help. So let's always remember that some days, even when it seems like things aren't very happy and aren't going the way we would hope they would, that there's always a lot of things we can choose to think about that show us that God does love us and cares about us and is with us, and we can ask him to help us remember that and to keep remembering him in those times. Okay, let's pray, and then you guys are going to, we're going to get the baskets, and we're going to go pick up offering for education where we can go learn about more about God as kids. Let's close our eyes and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you so much for every boy and every girl and every family that they represent that are here with us today. Thank you so much for all the stories that you give us in the Bible of people and the things we can learn from them. We ask that we will remember, like Joseph did, to choose to follow you even when life is not happy, and to remember that you do lots and lots of good things for us every day, even when it seems like it's hard. Please bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you all.
Thank you.